This is Near FM
90.3.
And you are very welcome back with myself, Emma Farrell, on Northside Today. Now I'm joined on the line by Joseph Lynch from the Office of Public Works to chat to me about stories from the gardens, the National Botanic Gardens, where they're inviting visitors to share their memories and experience for National Heritage Week 2024. Joseph, you are so welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Emma.
Tell us a little bit about this. It sounds so lovely. I'm such a fan of the Botanic Gardens. I think it's such a beautiful part of Dublin.
Absolutely. It's a project that we've been thinking about for a good few years here in the gardens. And this year, when the National Heritage Week team came out, Connections, Roots and Network, it seemed like a perfect opportunity to put this project in place. So really, we're mainly focused on horticulture and botany and plants, and it's a good excuse during National Heritage Week to focus on history and heritage. And we're always telling the same history, the same stories, so to focus on our audience, our visitors, seemed like a really good opportunity to fit in with the whole overall theme for Heritage Week.
Great. And look, yeah. I know you've said that you're always focusing on kind of the same stories and the same history, but could you just give us a little brief history of the gardens for listeners?
Sure, you know, the gardens obviously are over 200 years old, established in the late 18th century, a Victorian garden, and still has that Victorian plan or scheme to it today when you come to see our collections. Mm-hmm. Collections have grown since the early 1800s to a collection of about 20,000 plants. We have our two historic glasshouses, National Herbarium, which contains a collection of well over 500,000 historic items, seed collections. It's a fantastic place, lovely place for people to come for a walk, come for their cup of tea and slice of cake in the cafe, take a guided tour. We have kids drop by activities. There's always something happening in the gardens. It's a fantastic place for, and free to enter, so available to everyone.
It's amazing.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, like, I think Dublin's great like that. There are so many things that are really brilliant experiences that you would pay for that are completely free. And I think the Botanic Gardens is definitely one of those. So anyone who hasn't come over to have a look, because I know there's a few people actually residing in Dublin who don't even know where it is.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest, myself, I had been as a child, because my parents are from up around that direction, but I hadn't been as an adult until just after lockdown. I brought my daughter, and oh my goodness, it's one of my favourite places in Dublin now. So accessible, so lovely, and as you said, completely free.
Exactly, it's a hidden gem.
It really is. So with this, you want people to share their own stories. So what kind of stories are you thinking?
Well, we have a good catchment of about maybe 500,000 visitors a year that hopefully we'll be able to mine that kind of well of people for a wide variety of stories. So obviously we're going to be engaging with staff and previous staff, and also we have a horticultural college on site, so mm-hmm. we have all the students that studied on the site over the years. So we want to reflect their stories, but also then the ordinary everyday visitor. So a lot of people will come here for, they'll have a wedding proposal, communions, confirmations,
nice.
Weddings. So all those types of life-defining moments, I suppose, that are important to people from the local area. But also people will come to their daily constitution. They'll come to see a particular plant or tree at a particular time of the year. We also have those enthusiasts who are into the architecture of the glasshouses, etc. So there's just so many different things. The gardens is also such an inviting space for, you know, people who may be isolated members of the local community. It's a place where people can come and feel part of, you know, the local area. And it has mass appeal as well across, you know, age, sex, gender, nationality. We get so many visitors, not only local visitors, tourists, but also people who have moved, obviously, to Ireland from parts of the world, who can come and engage with plants and feel that connection with their own homeland as well, you know. So we have a huge attachment of people that we want to try and mine. And we'll, as regards to the exhibition, when people submit their stories, we're primarily looking for written stories, but also visual and audio submissions would be great as well. Already we've had great feedback. One lady has sent in film from her father, who had shot footage in the gardens over a 70-year period. So that's going to be something we're looking into as regards part of the exhibition, to do a kind of an audio-visual presentation of people's
Over 70 years.
Primarily stories, yeah. And then everything will be catalogued for the exhibition. So we're going to include everybody's submissions, but then the best stories will be form part of the overall exhibition in National Heritage Week.
That's amazing. When you said there that somebody was filming it over a 70-year period, I'd love to see that. I think things like that are just amazing. And I'm sure the amount of people interested in, you know, visuals and, you know, film who've gone and used that for similar things. So when you say an exhibition, where will this be being held? Or is it online? Or what? Where would it be?
Well, the exhibition will be in the gardens itself. Okay. In the visitor centre, we have an exhibition space on the second floor. So the primary exhibition will be there, but we'll also have a variety of events. The exhibition we hope to run for about 6 weeks. So throughout that whole period of time, we'll have a series of complimentary tours, workshops and different events that will kind of spin off from the main exhibition as such. So over that kind of 6 week period, we'll kind of turn it into a festival for our audience, essentially, so where people can come and share their experiences of the gardens and what it means to them, you know, versus the standard histories that we usually talk about. Not that there's anything wrong with those; they're obviously fantastic. And so we hope to weave some of our own important garden stories through the exhibition as well. So there'll be something for everyone: a little bit of history, architecture, horticulture, botany, and then people's life experiences and the things that they enjoy in the gardens.
Well, it sounds great. And so when will this 6 week period be? I see that you say the entries must be received by the 30th of May, but when do you think the event itself, the exhibition, will be being displayed?
The exhibition will start in National Heritage Week, which I think this year is in the 17th of August.
Okay.
And it will run until the end of September.
Okay.
So Heritage Week itself is just for 1 week, but mm-hmm. we're going to extend the exhibition through the month of September because we think we will get a big response, and we want to really put shine a light on this kind of aspect of the garden's history. You know, we spend a lot of time, as I say, talking about the standard history and horticulture and plants. So there's a huge catchment of stories as regards social and cultural history that should be catalogued and kind of put together. There's even the potential for a community archive to be established. And that would be one of the kind of aims of the exhibition, to demonstrate the viability of something like that for our site and also for other sites across the OPW.
Look, you know what, it's great, Joseph, because in a society that's, let's face it, quite fractured at the moment, this is so inclusive and positive, and it's just, it's nature and it's lovely, and it's just a really positive thing. So people can send their entries by the 30th of May. What's the address, or where should they go?
So we have a link up on our blog on our website, which is botanicgardens.ie. So you can just go onto the website, click the link in the blog, and it will bring you straight to our survey questionnaire page. So there's just brief information there. You can submit your story. And then separately, if you want to send us photos or audio or any video material, you can email that directly to botanicgardens@opw.ie or directly to myself, joseph.lynch@opw.ie. If you're less inclined to use the internet, you can mm-hmm. come into the visitor centre and pick up a physical copy. We will have a post box set up in the visitor centre where people can deposit their stories, kindly donated by On Posts Archive, which also ties in neatly to the whole idea of connections and roots and networks. The gardens kind of forming a kind of a centrepiece for many different topics and subjects across a couple of hundred years to as a focal point, you know. So the post box will be located in the visitor centre, and people can submit their stories physically or online through the blog, as I mentioned.
Great. And I can't let you go without asking, who is the most famous person that you know that has been there?
To the gardens?
Oh, yes.
Too many to mention.
Okay.
A photograph of Princess Grace Kelly.
Oh.
Recently, the King of England and his wife visited just a few years ago. Numerous actors, way too many to mention, many, many historical figures associated with the gardens, whether that be artistic, literary, musical. There's just so many people come through the gardens, engage, and it plays a small role or a large role in so many people's lives. So
Oh yeah, such an inspiring and peaceful place. And of course, the squirrels. You couldn't not mention the little squirrels and how friendly and cheeky that they are. But Joseph, that is brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. And I'll definitely be keeping an eye open for that. So anybody who wants to send anything in, we will post this on Near FM Listen Again so you can get the details there. But Joseph, thanks so much, and hopefully chat to you again.
Fantastic, Emma. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
This is Near FM
90.3. We'll be right back.